Hi everyone, welcome back to Train and B2 Podcast. I'm Johnny.
And I'm Matthew. So today we're going to talk about confusing words in English. Pairs of words that often trip learners up.
Yeah, we'll also explore the GITEX Global, the world's biggest tech and startup fair happening in Dubai. I think it's next week.
Whoa, so this is really topical, Johnny. By the end of the episode, you'll know how to use these words confidently and in real-life situations.
Very good. So for a change, Matthew, this time we are not in a cafe, we are not in a restaurant. We are visiting the GITEX Global.
Yeah,
it's clear that Trainer knows that we are both tech
geeks. Oh, my word. I think I prefer the restaurant or the pub, Johnny, to be honest with you. But anyway.
All right. Well, let us start our fictional dialogue then. Okay. Well, Matthew, this VR demo is so impressive. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, it's fun, but not funny. That robot over there is a bit quirky. Definitely funny, though.
And look at this interactive drone display. That's my job for today, checking out exhibits. But all the testing, that's my work.
Ah, right. So can you bring me a brochure for the AI section, please?
Sure. I'll take it over to you.
Did you see the holographic phone demo?
Yeah, I was looking at it for ages. It's amazing how realistic it is.
It's totally. Some gadgets are so innovative and others are such funny inventions.
Exactly. Fun, exciting, and definitely a learning experience. Well, I don't know if any of our listeners might go to this exposition in Dubai, but I'm sure that you find people for everything, Matthew, just, you know.
Guaranteed. Oh.
All right, so let's break down a little bit some of the confusing words we have used. So let's see, I think I can put one here with our...
There we go. That's the slide. Good. This one is a classic, Johnny. I think many of the learners get confused with this one. Fun versus funny. So fun is something, like you can see on the slide if you're watching us, enjoyable. It gives pleasure. I think in the dialogue, you said the VR demo is fun. You were enjoying it. And exploring the tech hall was fun. Okay, it's pleasurable. But funny is something that makes you laugh, or maybe it seems a little bit odd in a humorous way. So in the dialogue, we said the robot was quirky, so it's funny. And some AI demos are unintentionally funny.
All right. Well, let's see to another one. I think this is also a classic, no? Job versus work.
Yeah.
So job... So you can see here on the slide is your role, your position. So you can say my job is checking the drones, no? But work are the tasks. So the work of testing exhibits is exciting. So yeah, so there's an example. You got extra, we can share extra examples, no? So,
okay.
Being a speaker at GITEX is her job. But her work involves preparing presentations and demos.
Okay, I can see the difference there. That's interesting, good. Now, two others that are often confused, look and see. Those two verbs, look and see. So what's the difference? Well, look is when you intentionally observe something, just like we can see in the slide. I was looking at the holographic display, so I was intentionally watching those displays. Whereas see is usually a passive perception, something that we do, maybe even without noticing. So I could ask, did you see the keynote presentation? And our extra examples, look at that smart wearable. Or I saw the AI robot perform last night.
Great. And I think we have one more. Of course, we could talk about many this one's, but bring versus take. No, we have bring. So bring would be toward the speaker, and take, well, this take away from the speaker, for example. No? So you can say, can you bring the tablet here? So then you bring it toward the speaker, so you're taking it to his side. Or if he says, I take this flyers to the attendees, well, then also you're taking it away, you know, from the speaker.
Good examples, Johnny. Now, it's true. These words are a little bit tricky to remember, but if you practice them in real life situations, for example, the one we're using today in GTEx, well, it makes them easier to remember.
That's right. That's right. So then I think we have a question for the audience. And aquí va un reto para vosotros. Así que imagínate que estás ahí en Dubái y quieres hacer estas frases, ¿no? Diciendo, las ferias tecnológicas son divertidas, no graciosas.
Ah, interesante. Vale, bueno, chicos, escribe tu frase en los comentarios. Y mira, hay bonus si usas otras palabras confusas, como, por ejemplo, job, o work, o bring, versus take.
Fantástico. Bueno, pues, oye, si te está gustando este episodio, pues no olvides darle al like, suscribirte, activa la campanita.
Claro. Y si quieres aprender inglés con profesores nativos, pues visita Trainlang Online Campus. Y ahí tienes la dirección www.trainlang.com. Ahí vas a encontrar cursos desde 39 euros, clases grabadas, actividades 24/7. Oh, y clases en vivo. Así que hay un montón de cosas ahí.
Sí, prueba una clase gratis, empieza a mejorar tu inglés hoy, así que visita www.training.com.
Okay, Johnny, let's dive into GTEx Global, which, yes, as you said at the beginning, is taking place, it's next week, okay, October 13 through 17, and it's the largest tech and startup fair in the world.
Very good. So every day has a focus. So, for example, day one, a keynote presentation from leading AI experts. Day two, robotics and drones showcase. Day three, fintech innovations and blockchain panels. Day four, smart city solutions and IoT workshops. And day five, startup pitches, competitions and closing events.
Wow, there's loads happening. And some of the speakers include the CEOs from major tech companies, or you can see renowned researchers and startup founders giving hands-on tech innovations.
All right. By the way, Matthew, do you think that they will give us maybe a commission for...
Well, I hope so, Johnny. Yeah, that's that would be very welcome.
Promoting this tech fair. Okay. Well, the event is fun. Not funny, remember, it's different, okay? So the event, we imagine, is fun. Gadget demos, exciting, but serious in purpose.
Yeah, that's true, Johnny. The different roles you can find at the fair, well, exhibitors demonstrating products like the slide that we have there, if you're watching us online, that would be their job to demonstrate the products. Managing the booths and guiding the visitors would be a description of their work. And another example of job, well, a keynote speaker presenting trends, sharing a talk would be a job.
Very good. And using again the words we use, confusing words, no, visitors look at new tech, see demos in action, and take brochures and info for later.
Yeah, tech trends this year include AI assistants, holographic displays, smart wearables, robotics, and innovative apps.
So the fair highlights real-life English usage. So confusing words like fun, funny, job, work, look, see, bring, take will appear naturally.
And attendees will gain insight into cutting-edge technology, and you have an opportunity to practice your English comprehension and conversation.
Very good. So if you are one of the participants in this techno or tech fair and you want to sponsor training and you want to use any of our tips from our class today, you are more than welcome.
Very good, Johnny. Let's see if we get any comments in the section below. Okay.
So let's go to the question, right?
Yes.
So let's see. This is the so the question was, well, how would you say las teorías tecnológicas son divertidas, pero no graciosas? Say something like this, no? Tech expos are fun, not funny.
Good. And another one, I don't know whether you have a slide for this one.
No, I haven't, but you can mention it.
Okay, no problem. This is my job, but this work is hands-on and exciting.
All right, very good. Also using not just job and work. Excellent. So perfect. Notice how context helps you choose the correct word.
Okay, good. We've got a question for you, listeners. It's your turn. Can you make a sentence using one of today's confusing words? Remember, we looked at fun, funny, job, work, look, see, bring, or take.
Fantastic. Yeah. And leave it in the comments, and we will read some answers in our next episode.
Okay, good, Johnny. Well, we've covered a lot of confusing words today, which can help you to sound more natural in your everyday English.
That's right. And next episode, we will learn making nouns from verbs. So turn actions into nouns correctly.
Wow, okay. Sounds good. So don't forget to check out trainlang.com, our online campus, and you can practice everything we've learned today.
That's right. And remember, just it's not an expensive course. You can just get also a four-month test with us and see really that this is the language school that you need to improve your English. So, visítanos y empieza a estudiar con Trainer. So, thanks for listening and see you in our next episode. Matthew.
Johnny, thank you very much. See you later.
Bye-bye.